Good morning. This is Mike Aleman, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. Today we're going to read Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. Lewis Carroll is best known, of course, for Alice in Wonderland, but he did some wonderful poems. When I was in school in the 1950s, Jabberwocky was taught as a nonsense poem, but it is anything but nonsense. It's a wonderful rhyming poem about a boy who rescues his town against what appears to be a dragon. Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought, so rested he by the tumtum tree, and stood awhile in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. 1, 2, 1, 2, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with his head he went galumphing back. And thou hast slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, calloo, callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. That was Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. This is Mike Aleman, and thank you for listening to the Poetry Moment.